From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The head of Ukraine's security service says Russian journalist and Kremlin critic Arkady Babchenko is still alive, a day after Ukrainian authorities announced he had been killed by a gunman in his apartment in Kyiv. The SBU chief told reporters that Russian security services had ordered Babchenko killed. A Ukrainian national was detained as a result of the special operation. Babchenko appeared on a live television briefing from the SBU headquarters in Kyiv after the announcement, saying the fictitious reports of his death were part of a two-month operation. China vows it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose huge tariffs on Chinese goods. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying blasted the Trump administration.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The Trump administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's practices with respect to technology transfer, intellectual property, and innovation. A flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided on Wednesday as Palestinian officials said an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel. Israeli officials did not confirm an agreement. Overnight, Israeli military said it had carried out fresh airstrikes against Hamas targets. The Israeli Defense Forces said the airstrikes targeted rocket and munitions manufacturing sites, as well as military compounds and training facilities. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile applications so you can take the stories with you. This is VOA News. A key Republican is speaking out about President Trump's claim that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, a former federal prosecutor and a longtime Trump supporter, has now been briefed by the Justice Department and the FBI. He says there is no evidence the FBI planted a spy in the Trump camp.
I don't know what the FBI could have done or should have done other than run out a lead that someone loosely connected with the campaign was making assertions about Russia.
So why does President Trump keep saying this?
I don't know. I've never met or talked to the president.
Congressman Trey Gowdy on CBS This Morning with host Gail King. I'm Rita Foley.
An Afghan policeman is dead after an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital of Kabul. VOA's Martin Sechrist has the details.
Gunmen armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of the Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours in the latest attack on the capital, Kabul. A car bomb was detonated at the entrance of the ministry to launch the attack, and then several gunmen managed to get inside the compound. The attack was carried out by a group of 10 militants, and at least one policeman was killed and five were wounded. Martin Sechrist, VOA News.
The United States and European trade chiefs are meeting ahead of a key steel and aluminum tariffs deadline. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
European trade representatives are holding key meetings with American commerce and trade chiefs before a final decision comes on threatened steel and aluminium tariffs. On the US side, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and trade representative Robert Lighthizer are leading the talks. They'll meet with Europe Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström. Ross will also meet the German and French economy ministers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
When Kim Jong-chol lands in New York this week, he'll become the most senior North Korean envoy to hold talks with American officials on U.S. soil in 18 years. Reuters' Grace Lee takes a look at the former North Korean spy chief.
According to South Korean officials, he's one of the most powerful people in North Korea, part of Kim Jong-un's inner circle and central to the North's diplomatic ties with the outside world. He's known as a difficult negotiator and had once even stormed out of a room during talks with Seoul. But he's also had tough times. Kim was once demoted to a three-star general after dozing off during a meeting. He was even briefly sent to a re-education camp for what South Korea described as his overbearing manner and abuse of power.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. Hopes that Italy may avoid a potentially damaging general election lifted European markets on Wednesday. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.